Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. What happens when you die? Here's a possible scenario from our own K-Lutz. Here's Amy's Gift with Karen Leese as Amy.
The blurry line between life and death has been a puzzle to us since the beginning of time. Is there really a light at the end of the tunnel? No one can say with any certainty. But when consciousness returns to Amy Preston, it does not come alone. American Radio Theater invites you to listen to our original production of Amy's Gift, written by Kay Lutz.
It's been such a wonderful day, Dad. Lunch out, new shoes, and the most beautiful dress.
Well, I want my girl to be the prettiest one in her office. Well, it's the least I could do, especially considering the salary they give you. Besides, what's the use of being a manager at Macy's if I can't get the best for my princess?
Thank you so much, Dad.
Oh, it's nothing, kitten. You mean the world to me.
Aw, oh, mush. I know Mom...
Amy!
Tunnel crews T-42 through T-2096, you have incoming. Please report to your positions. Tunnel crews T-42 through T-2096, incoming. Tunnel crew J-115, you have incoming.
That's a long shift, dispatch. Well, the T-crews are getting hammered. I hate those tsunamis and earthquakes. They really put a strain on the system.
No kidding, Control. Speaking of systems, when are we getting the updates we was promised?
Just a couple more days, they tell me.
Yeah, that's not so helpful. In this place, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years a day.
Well, what can I say?
Tunnel crew R-76, you have incoming. Please report to your positions. Tunnel crew R-76, incoming.
Another drunk driver, Control?
No. Drunk driver's victim.
Weird how seldom the drunk gets it. Who is it this time?
It's a young woman, Amy Preston.
Aw, that's a shame. I hate it when they arrive here so early. Just coming into their own and all.
I know, but it's nothing new.
You got that right, boss. All the same... Uh-oh. We got a blue light on R-76.
Blue? Are you sure?
All my eons in dispatch, and you think I don't know one color from another?
Oh, okay, check the board, Dan. Do you have your tech stuff?
Tech stuff. Done. And the light's still blue. We got a floater.
Why does this always happen right before the end of a shift?
Can't say. The chief, she don't let me in on her divine plans no more.
All right, now who's running R-76 tonight?
Let me see. Fresh crew. Uh-oh. The family and friends team know what they're doing. Same for the lighting guys. But you'll never guess who's in charge of the spiritual gifts.
You don't mean...
Yep.
Foreknowledge?
Bingo! But he goes by prescience now.
Oh.
Got all hoity-toity after he guessed right on the recent primaries.
You mean he predicted...
Yep. He's always been a jerk, but I hear he's really got stuck on himself now.
Oh, boy, that is the last guy we need on a blue light.
What can I say, Control?
I know. She doesn't let you in on her divine plans. No more. Well, I better get down there right away. Foreknowledge, or prescience, or whatever he's calling himself these days, has got to let the soul make up its own mind to stay or return. We can't interfere one way or the other.
I hear you, boss. You better hurry. You want I should call, backup? Don't it figure? And only a few ticks till shift change. Don't it beat all.
Hey, buddy. Hold up there. Where you think you're going? Oh, sorry, Control.
Never seen you run before. What's up?
We got a blue light on the board for this tunnel. Didn't you see it?
Well, we've been having some tech problems off and on. Just a sec. Oh, yeah. Will you look at that blue light? Hey, guys, we got a floater here. Keep the family and friends to the bare minimum. We want the soul, what's her name? Amy, to feel welcome, but we don't want to be pushy. And dim those lights at the end of the tunnel a couple notches. A little more. There you go. Perfect. Okay, Control, we got it covered. Amy can float all she likes till she makes up her mind.
Great, great, thanks, you know. I thought with foreknowledge here, we might have some trouble.
Oh, you mean Prescience. He's around here somewhere. Ah, son of a...
What's wrong?
That presumptuous little...
What?
Well, it seems that God's gift to... Sorry. Foreknowledge has crossed the barrier. He's gone too far into the tunnel.
You mean...
Yep. Instead of helping the soul into our realm, that pompous jerk could get sucked back into Amy's world.
Oh, that's great. Just what I need.
Don't worry. We got a 50-50 chance it'll be okay.
Yeah, well, isn't there something you can do to keep this from happening?
Other than those big signs that say, do not go beyond this point? No.
Well, I guess it's up to Amy. If she decides to come this way, her little spiritual gift will have to come along with her. And if not, well, let's just hope she comes to us.
Yep, it's all we can do. I'll keep an eye on things here and give you updates when Amy starts to move. I'll get the lads to grab Prescience the moment they cross the barrier. Who could have seen this coming?
Control, talk to me.
Amy Preston is beginning a drift.
And foreknowledge?
He's still with it. We can't break him free, not without sending somebody else across the barrier. Where does that leave us, boss?
No, there's not much we can do except appeal to the chief for intervention and... With her backlog, by the time she gets to this request, Amy may have already moved back to the physical realm and Prescience with her.
So we just wait and see it.
Not much else we can do except hope that the physical realm dampens foreknowledge's prescience's power. He's a gift for the spirit realm, not for the earth.
So, just cross the fingers.
Yeah. Keep me posted. So what's next, Dispatch?
We got an apartment fire. Looks like Tunnel Team J753 can handle it. Hopefully that's the last big thing before shift change. Oh, and you have these forms to fill out.
Dr. Bruce, telephone, please.
Has there been any change, Dr. Casey?
Amy is still unconscious, but her vitals are getting stronger. I'm going to keep her in critical care, but I'm very optimistic.
So she'll be okay?
There's every reason to hope. Yes.
Oh, thank God for that. Can we see her?
Of course.
Oh, Amy. Oh, my darling. Oh,
I'm sorry there's so little room here. There's only one chair.
You take the seat, dear.
I'm not sure how aware she is of her surroundings, but you can certainly hold her hand and talk to her. I'll be back in a while to check in.
Thank you, Doctor.
Dr. Davis.
Amy? Amy, Mother's here, sweetheart. The doctor says you're going to get well soon. I know you can hear me, darling. Please come back to us. Please.
She's going to be okay, hon. The doc is optimistic. We need to be, too.
Control, talk to me.
It's Amy Preston, sir. We're losing her. Seems like people are praying for her return. You know, it's never made any sense to me. They talk about how wonderful it will be to go to heaven, but when one gets a chance to actually go, they pray that she won't.
Yeah, well, humans, go figure. And Prescience?
Along for the ride, I'm afraid.
Great. All right, I'll let the chief know. She's not going to be pleased.
Sorry, sir. We tried.
I know. You did all you could. Thanks. Just what I needed. More paperwork right at the end of the shift. Guess I'd better get started.
Well, somebody has an admirer. Oh, you've got some lovely flowers, Amy. I know you can't see them with your eyes closed, but I bet you can smell them.
Gesundheit.
Goodness, you're talking. You're back with us. Okay, let me put these flowers. Oh, excuse me. It must be the carnations. Oh, let me get Dr. Casey and your parents. Mr. and Mrs. Preston, your daughter's coming too.
Amy, she's conscious?
Yes.
And the funniest thing, she said Gesundheit when I was giving her the flowers.
Really? She takes after me, I guess. When I awoke from surgery years ago, I said, I'm thirsty, in French. Thanks for the good news.
Hi, Mom.
Amy?
Kitten, you're with us again.
I guess I am.
Oh, darling, we're so happy you're alive. I couldn't bear it if... How are you feeling, sweetie?
Dry as toast. Can I have some water?
Of course. There you go, dear.
Thanks.
Amy, you've been unconscious for 3 days. We weren't sure you were going to make it. I couldn't stand it.
But I'm okay, Dad. Aren't I?
Yes, you are. You most certainly are.
He hadn't been drinking.
What?
The guy in the car that hit us. Something about yeast in his gut.
What?
How do you know about that?
Dunno. Just had a feeling when I saw you or something. I feel so sleepy.
Of course. Your dad and I will let you get some rest, Amy. I'm just so glad we did it.
Oh, Mom, I'll be okay.
We'll see you later, kiddo. Get some sleep.
Gesundheit in yeast? The things our brains come up with.
But the yeast thing, it's real. Yeah, I just found out this morning that the guy who hit us has something called auto-brewery syndrome. It's rare, but it can happen after a heavy course of antibiotics.
You're kidding, right? That's his defense?
No, I'm not kidding. The food ferments in his intestines, and while his blood test showed he was over the limit, he'd actually not been drinking. My question is, how did Amy know about the driver's condition?
Don't be silly. She couldn't. You must have said something.
Amy.
Right here, Mr. Willoughby.
Oh, good timing. Amy, I need that
Anderson report. Here you are.
Thank you. How did you know?
Because it's the hot project right now.
Well, good for you, Amy. I like it that you're right on top of things. Very professional. I like the change. I suppose that accident helped you reevaluate your priorities.
I guess so, Mr. Willoughby.
Anyway, all I can say is good for you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mr. Willoughby.
Amy.
Celia, why the...
Shh. What's going on with you and Mr. W?
Nothing's going on. Why?
Well, all of a sudden, Mr. W's gone from, hey, you, to Amy, and he treats you like his favorite niece.
I don't know, Celia. Maybe he feels sorry for me. The accident, the coma, I don't know.
No, there's something more. He's always praising your good work. The way you always seem to be anticipating his needs.
Well, it's not like his needs are complicated, that, you know.
Well, how did you know how to walk into his office with the Anderson report before he even called you?
I just knew. I don't know.
He's had you working on 5 top priority projects this week. How'd you know which one he wanted right then?
Good guess.
Well, I think something strange is going on with you. You've been doing stuff like that ever since you came back to work.
Stuff like what?
Like yesterday, when you came over to my desk with the stapler. How'd you know my stapler had broken?
I didn't know. I just...
Yeah. You're always roaming the halls, toting your swing line 6, just in case of trouble.
Well, put it that way, Yeah, that was a little weird.
Now, don't think I'm a kook, but I think I know what happened. You had a near-death experience, and that changes people. Sometimes it gives them special abilities.
You've been watching too many movies, Celia. Except for some scars, a really sore shoulder, I'm just the same as I ever was. Even my wardrobe is the same.
That's not what I mean. I think you've come back with some sort of gift. An ability to see into the future.
I almost thought you were serious, Celia. What a joke. Me? See into the future? Why would I want to do that? To see me in the same job 10 years from now, still typing reports for Mr. W? What a bummer.
I am serious, Amy. I've read about this stuff. It's real. There have been scientific studies.
Yeah, yeah. If I could really see to you in the future, don't you think I would have gone straight to my desk and skipped this entire ridiculous conversation?
Okay, be that way. But just pay attention to what happens over the next few days. See if you're able to anticipate things, like you knew that was coming.
Sure, whatever.
I'm serious, Amy. And I've only mentioned it because you're my best friend, and I'm concerned, that's all.
I'm sorry, Celia, but you've always been more woo-woo than me.
I know, Amy, but use your logic. Pay attention to what you're doing and how you're doing it. That's all I'm asking.
Sure. Okay, but you know that observing can change what's observed.
That's exactly what I mean. Be scientific and stuff. Observe, and you'll see how you've changed.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're the good old Lease Brothers from Chicago. I'm Dave Liberace Lease on piano. We have Ken Bam Bam Lease on drugs. Drums. It's a band. Who knows? Greg Hotel Porter on bass. Mary Bubbles Carroll on guitar. And Beth Squeaks Slansky playing the radio. We'll be back for the Armada Room's 2-hour retro party after this short break. In the meantime, don't you go changing.
I'm glad you can make it out on short notice, Celia.
Yeah, a little chance to hang out with my bestie at our favorite bar. Hey, did you know I didn't have a date tonight?
Not really. Well, kinda. But the real reason I called is that I don't have a date for tonight.
Oh? Chaz busy? Something just come up at work again?
Celia, you know he hates it when you call him Chaz. His name is Charles. And no, he's not working late. We had a little fight.
Serious?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. At first, you know, he enjoyed that I was second-guessing what he wanted. Like, he was in the mood for pizza, and I already had one in the oven. And I already rented the movie he felt like watching.
Well, that all sounds good. Why would he complain?
Well, pizza and the movie were okay. It was after.
After?
Yeah. For some reason, out of the blue, like I knew exactly what he was thinking, I told him that I didn't think getting engaged was a good idea right now.
Wow. Did you really think he was going to ask you to marry him? After pizza and a DVD?
Real romantic, right? But anyway, he pulls his jewelry box out of his pocket and gets all huffy and says, "Well, I guess I should just take this back to the store, huh?" And he storms out.
Wow.
Tell me about it. Oh, move your bag. He said he'd call me, maybe.
What?
I said he'd call me, maybe.
No, that's not actually what I was
meaning there. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see your purse. Just blind and clumsy, I guess.
Oh, I'm the one who's sorry. I shouldn't have left it in the way like that.
Oh, it's no problem. No problem. No harm done.
Amy, did you see that?
What? That he didn't ask for your number?
No, that you told me to move my bag before he tripped on it.
I did?
You did. And that just proves it. You've got some sort of gift. You can see the future.
Yeah, yeah. The amazing clairvoyant Amy Preston. She can predict there'll be stumbling drunks at the bar. She can predict that her boyfriend will be mad at her for turning down his proposal before he even asks.
But you did predict those things. Don't you see?
Celia, what I can see is that my glass is empty. Another sidecar, please. No, no, no. Don't you see? What good is it really? I mean, other than to be super secretary to Mr. W, I can't, like, control it, you know? I didn't know what I was gonna know, you know?
I hear you, Amy, I do, but you just need to practice. You know what I'm saying? It's like meditate, yoga or something. You know, focus and stuff. Get, what do they call it? Find your center.
Find my center? I'll be lucky if I can find my apartment. Are we still here?
No, really, girl. I mean it. You could make yourself a fortune if you just, you know, develop your gift.
Nah, I don't see it. How's that for a gift, huh? I don't see it.
No, listen, Amy.
Okay, Celia, my dear. Okay, I'm listening. I just hear the music.
Look, Amy, I'm serious, girl. We could make a fortune.
How, Celia, my bestest friend?
I don't know. Things where knowing what's going to happen a little bit in the future could give you the advantage.
Like knowing what a jerk Chaz would turn out to be?
No, well, yeah, that would have been good. But I'm talking about how to make money, Amy.
Get a job at the Mint.
What?
If you want to make money, get a job at the Mint.
That's it, Amy. You're brilliant. We could go to the Mint Casino, and you could predict who I was going to win. Like the wheel thingy with the little ball.
Roulette.
Yeah, that's it. You could see where the ball will end up, and we'll be rich.
Yep, rich. That's us. You and me, Celia, my dear. Rich!
You're the chief's personal secretary. Can't you change the music around here? Something a little perkier, maybe? Something with a beat?
Listen, the chief says the music's designed to foster a calm workplace and harmony among the staff.
Yeah, nothing more harmonious than the snores of the sleepers.
It is what it is. The chief likes it, and I can't change it. Yes, ma'am. The chief will see you now.
Thanks.
What's the latest on our stray?
Prescience? Well, he's still stuck with Amy Preston. But now there's a little problem. Amy has started to use the gift.
Oh, don't tell me she's hung up a shingle as a psychic.
It's worse. She's gambling.
Oh, great. Just great. Just what we need. Having someone using an unauthorized spiritual gift to commit a sin.
Well, technically, ma'am, I think only Islam and Buddhism have the scriptures that specifically...
It doesn't matter who thinks it's a sin. It's a perception thing. If it makes me look bad, it's a sin.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, Amy and her girlfriend are about to get themselves into some pretty hot water. The way they're winning at some game called roulette. What's roulette?
It's that game with the wheel and the little ball. I've always wanted to try roulette. It just looks so sophisticated, you know? It's get myself a long red gown and maybe invite Agnes from Tunnel X-42.
that sounds nice, ma'am.
So, Amy's in trouble.
Well, not just yet, but soon. I mean, they are, according to the report, drawing the unfavorable attention of the owners of the casino who do not appreciate the regularity with which Amy Preston and Celia Bradbury are beating the odds at the roulette table.
I see. But the owners, they're good people, aren't they?
No, ma'am, they're crooks.
Oh, I see. Any imminent danger to the girls?
Well, not yet, no. I mean, the owners are still trying to figure out how the girls are cheating. They're keeping a very close eye on the two of them.
Well, all right, if nothing's pressing, let's just let this one play out. No need to interfere. My plan and all that.
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am.
Good, okay. But do keep me posted.
Mm.
I've been meaning to tell you, you're doing an excellent job, Control, and I personally appreciate your efforts.
Oh, well, thank you, ma'am.
And you won't say anything about the red gown or mentioning Agnes?
Oh, no, no, no. No, of course not.
Right.
Of course not, ma'am.
Great. So, that will be all then, Control.
Yes, ma'am.
No more bets, please. Ladies and gentlemen, no more bets. $22 black, $22.
Amy, we won!
Again? What a surprise. Come on, Celia, let's go. I'm getting bored.
But we've just won $35,000 on this one play. Come on, Amy, just one more. We'll go home rich.
Celia, I can't. This isn't...
Just one more.
Play it again.
Again? Well, okay. That's a girl. 1,000 on 22.
No more bets, please. Ladies and gentlemen, no more bets. $22 black, $22.
Can we go now? I don't feel right about this.
Are you kidding? Two more wins like this and we can pay off our student loans.
Something's not right.
Is this a premonition thing or a guilt thing?
I don't know.
Excuse me, ladies. The manager would like to personally congratulate you on your exceptional good luck. If you would be so kind as to follow me.
Told you so.
Ladies, please.
Take your hand off my arm.
Of course. No need for a scene.
No more bets.
This way, please.
But our chips.
I'll take care of your winnings, ladies. We don't want to keep the manager waiting.
Okay. We're coming.
Ladies, Mr. Blaine, the manager.
Brad. Welcome, ladies. Welcome. I'm Richard Blaine, but my friends call me Rick. I've been keeping an eye on you two this evening. Oh, no need for concern. I simply wanted to congratulate you on your good luck.
Thank you.
Of course, your exceptional good luck is expensive to my casino.
I suppose it is. Are you calling an end to our winning streak, then?
Of course not. I'm merely interrupting it for the night. Don't worry, Brad will be here shortly with your winnings.
Then what do you want with us?
I'd like to get to know our big winners. It's good public relations. While quite costly as far as our publicity budget goes, wins like yours attracts more customers, you see? And more customers, well, more income for me. Drinks?
No, thank you.
How rude of me. I believe introductions are in order. You know my name. May I be privileged to know yours?
Of course. I'm Amy Preston, and this is my friend...
Celia Bradbury.
Pleased to meet you. Amy, Celia, as much as paperwork disagrees with me, I'm afraid I'll need you both to fill out these forms for tax purposes. You wouldn't believe the regulations we must follow in this business. Just your names, addresses, and social security numbers.
You want our socials? Don't we just declare our winnings on our own taxes?
For large wins like yours, we have to keep documentation as well to prevent tax fraud and all that.
Right.
All in accordance with regulations, I assure you. Ah, here's Brad with your winnings in one of our complimentary leatherette bags. $187,650, if I'm not mistaken. Quite a tidy sum for one evening's play.
Oh, wow. Oh,
thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's great.
Just finish the forms and you can take your cash. As hard as we try to prevent it, there is often a certain criminal element at our casino. I'd like to make sure you and your winnings get off our premises safely. Brad will escort you to your car, a yellow 2004 Toyota Corolla, I believe. Brad, you have the license plate number, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Then there'll be no confusion. And ladies, do please come back another evening when you're not feeling quite so lucky. I'd appreciate the opportunity to recoup my losses. Before you go, ladies, I want to compliment you. I've had our pit bosses and our security staff watching you intently for the last hour, and we didn't spot a thing. Tell me, how were you doing it?
Doing what?
Winning so consistently.
Just lucky, I guess.
Or maybe she just has a gift for roulette.
You don't want to tell me? I understand. But we will figure it out, ladies, I assure you.
But that's all, Mr. Blaine. Celia and I would like to leave now.
Of course.
Oh, and I'm sorry about your brother.
My brother? Really? Good night, Amy. Celia.
This way, please, ladies.
The video doesn't show a thing. No earpiece, no computer, no body signals. How'd they do it? Nearly 200 grand. How'd they do it? Yes?
Just got a call from the hospital, sir. Your brother, he's had a heart attack.
Phew, that was something, huh? I thought that manager was going to accuse us of cheating or something. Ooh, he really gave me the creeps.
Celia, he was accusing us of cheating. I have a bad feeling about this.
You don't feel good about coming home with $187,000? That's 2 years' pay for each of us.
Oh, I'm happy about the money. It's just, I don't know, something's wrong.
Well, when you figure out what's wrong, tell me. Because in the meantime, I'm just imagining my bank account getting comfortably fat.
You're right. It is amazing. I never dreamed I'd have that kind of money. But there's something.
Everything's okay, Amy. I know you feel guilty about winning. And we don't have to do it again. Whoa! Where did he come from?
Oh, no. Not again.
Not again what? Oh, cheese and rice. Some idiot behind us is driving like he's at the Indy 500 or something. I'm gonna pull over and let him pass. He must be drunk or something.
Careful, Celia!
He's coming right at us!
Yeah, the chief says we gotta send them both back as soon as we grab prescience from Amy.
This was a big plan, was it? Another car crash? That's not a very nice plan.
Well, what can I say? And the casino thug who ran them off the road, he grabbed the bag with their money, too. Apparently, it's a lesson.
Now, that's just not fair. Okay, here she comes. We have to let her get right to the barrier. Get ready to pull prescience out. Don't let her pass over too far. Careful. Careful. Careful.
You got him. Good. Good work, team. Good work. Okay, you two. Take prescience to rehab. He's gonna need some adjusting from all that time in the corporeal realm.
Okie doke, Control. The rest of you, send them both back. Easy now. Easy. No trauma, no memories. That's it. That's it. Good job.
I'll let the chief know it's all taken care of.
Doesn't she already know?
Well, she still likes her reports. Keeps things official.
Right. Say, did you get a chance to ask about the music?
Amy, darling, you're back with us. Thank God.
Mom?
Yes, dear, I'm here.
Celia. Oh, Celia.
She's fine, Amy, she's fine. She's in the room next door.
Oh, good. What happened?
The police say probably someone at the casino saw you winning and followed you when you left. They ran you off the road and stole the bag of money.
The money? Oh, it's gone? All of it?
I'm afraid so, honey. I'm sorry.
I feel funny.
Well, you were in an accident, sweetie, and you're just coming to. Of course you feel funny.
It's not what I mean. Funny like something's missing.
I promise you, darling, all your pieces are present and accounted for. A little black and blue, but you're okay.
Not exactly what I mean.
You need to get some rest, Amy. No more talking right now. Here, let me fix your blanket. It's all tangled. How clumsy! I knocked over your flowers. Oh, what a mess! I'm so sorry, sweetie.
Huh. That's odd. I feel like I should have seen that coming.
If you thought you heard this coming, then you already know that you've been listening to Amy's Gift, an original American Radio Theater production written by Kay Lutz and directed by Linda Rasmussen. In the cast, you heard Karen Leese as Amy Preston, Chuck Royalty as Mr. Preston, Dean Moody as PA Voice and the Chief Secretary, Ivan Curry as Control, Mary Moore Campagna as the Dispatcher, Nick Richa as the Tunnel Team Leader, Beth Schlansky as Mrs. Preston, Pat McNally as Dr. Casey, Brian Hendrickson as Nurse Keating, Magpie McLaurin as Celia Bradbury and the Chief, Dave Leese as Mr. Willoughby and the Leese brother, Bob Perks as the man in the bar, Mark Whitworth as the croupier, Greg Porter as Brad, and Lauren Walton as Mr. Blaine. Music is courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at www.incompetech.com. Sound effects by Kay Lutz and Marilyn Wilt. Engineering by Ken Leese. Production and playback by Joy Jackson. And I'm your announcer, Dan Schindler. You've been listening to American Radio Theater. If you have enjoyed what you've heard, listen to our many other podcasts on our website, www.americanradiotheater.org. And please take advantage of our new and improved donate button.
Let's listen to some music from the days of old-time radio.
With the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, our guests, Bing Crosby, Harry Barris, and Al Rinker, the original Rhythm Boys, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and starring Dinah Shore.
Good evening, everybody. Hiya, Pop.
Hiya, Dinah. Happy 4th of July.
Same to you. You know, the freedom that this day represents is something we should all be thankful for, and if you don't mind, I'll just thank my lucky stars right now. How's your love life? Well, thank your lucky stars. Yes, thank your lucky stars. It's doing fine. Keep your love with a tender heart. And thank your lucky stars, like I thank mine. Everybody's living on less and less, but you're okay. You've been success. You've got your love life, and that's the only thing. They won't be rationing. They don't know how. Oh, thank you, lucky star.
of life.
Well, thank you, lucky star. Yes, thank you, lucky star. Yes, doing fine.
He's still of life.
Sweet as candy bar, and thank you, lucky star, like I thank mine. Everybody's living on this and this, but you're okay. You're such a big success. Oh yes, you've got your love life, and that's the only thing. They won't be rationing. They don't know how to thank your lucky star right now. Thank your lucky star.
Be grateful to your fortunate constellations from her very first cinema of similar nomenclature. And very fine, too, Dinah.
Thank you, Bill, but wow, the fancy language.
Well, you see, I could have said that was Dinah Shore singing Thank Your Lucky Stars from her new picture of the same name, but that would have been a cliché.
A cliché?
Yeah, you know, a stereotyped expression. As an example, there's no fool like an old fool.
Oh, Bill, you're just self-conscious.
No, you see, I advocate newer phrasing. Now, for instance, instead of using a cliché like, I drive a hard bargain, what would you say?
I drive a convertible.
You do not get the idea.
Oh, yes, I do, Bill. You mean instead of saying it's murder, Jack, I should say it appears to be homicide, Jonathan.
That's right. And instead of saying, hello, Joe, what do you know, I'd say, greetings, Joseph. Are you aware of any recent happenings of importance?
Hiya, kids. What's cooking?
Pop, don't say that. It's a cliché.
What the heck's a cliché?
Well, a cliché is a hackneyed phrase that soon becomes old and trite.
Do you understand that, Pop?
Sure, it's a knock-kneed face that looks like a bowl of tripe.
No, you see, I've made a study of the subject. I can take any cliché and turn it into proper English.
All right, now how about slow and easy?
Oh, sure, that becomes retarded and effortless.
Live and learn?
Well, let's see. That's exist and become educated.
I got one.
What is it, Paul?
Chase and Sanborn. Fool around with that a little bit, son.
Well, all right, Paul. I could say that Chase and Sanborn is delightful and lovely, or that if you drink Chase and Sanborn, there's never a slip twixt the cup and the lip. But instead of that, I'd say that millions upon millions of people prefer Chase and Sanborn coffee. And oddly enough, they prefer it for qualities which cannot be weighed. You can't weigh flavor, you can't weigh freshness, you can't weigh satisfaction. Yet those are the very things that make Chase and Sanborn the superbly fine coffee it is. Right now, with the big swing to iced coffee sweeping across the country, it's more important than ever for you to get that extra flavor. To offset the melting ice, you want as much of it as you can possibly get. So flavor, more flavor, and still more flavor is Chase and Sanborn's order of the day. In fact, we're making the finest, the greatest, the richest blend of our entire history. So make every ration stamp you pay out really do its bit. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Back in the days when they were singing with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, Al Rinker, Harry Barrett, and Bing Crosby were known as the Rhythm Boys. Later, they went their separate ways and on to fame. Rinker as a radio producer, Barrett as the composer of I Surrender, Dear, and other hits, and Crosby as a caddy for Bob Hope. This evening, and for this evening only, they're back together again as the Rhythm Boys. And here they are, Al Rinker.
Me.
Harry Barrett.
Me.
And Bing Crosby.
Who, me?
Well, boys, having you back makes this a mighty big day in my life.
We're glad to be back, Paul. You know, I'll never forget the first time we sang with the Whiteman Band.
Neither will I. We were so nervous and so jerky.
Yeah, we sure got over being nervous, didn't we?
Say,
Harry, did Bing wear funny shirts back in those days, too?
Yeah, and he got laughed with his baggy pants, too.
Mr. Barris, you lie like a rug. My trousers were always straight. It was my knees that were baggy. Bing, tell me, when did you boys start with the Whiteman Orchestra?
Well, Wilbert was back in 1927. There we were, three white-collar men with nothing to do because the laundry lost our collar. Of course, as singers, we weren't amateurs. We'd already sung in three places. Two bathtubs and a shower. So, needing a job, we dropped in at Mr. Whiteman's office and were greeted by his secretary.
How do you do? What can I do for you?
Well, we're Harry Allen Bing, better known as the Rhythm Boys.
Formerly known as Three Chips Off the Old Block, or the Woodman Spare That Trio.
We come to you direct from 6 weeks in the gopher room at Patty's Primrose Pagoda.
Right. Oh, I got bad news, fellas. Somebody else beat us to it.
What do you mean?
Look over yonder. There's another trio.
Oh, that's no trio. That's Mr. Whiteman.
Sorry. Can we see Mr. Whiteman, miss?
Oh, Mr. Whiteman is very busy, but you can see his manager, Mr. Badwin. He engages all talent. Oh, Mr. Badwin?
Yes.
Did you want to see me?
These are the Rhythm Boys. They say they're singers.
Oh, so you're singers, huh? Can you sing pretty?
We sure can, beautiful.
Now, listen here. Are you guys any good? What are your names?
Well, I'm Harry Barris. I sing like Bing Crosby.
I'm Al Rinker. I sing like Bing Crosby, too.
Yeah? Well, what about you? You there with the awning on.
I'm Bing Crosby. I sing like Dick Todd.
How about giving us a tryout, Mr. Badwin? We can use this piano right over here.
Well, boys,
you're so nice to do this for us, mister. Can we use the piano right over there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to hear?
Well, do you chaps know...
I don't know what...
Do you chaps know it's only a shanty, an old shanty town?
Know it? We live in it.
Maybe you'd like to hear a brand new tune we just wrote. It's called When I Was 8 and You Were 9, Together We Were 17.
Smash. Smash.
Hey, we got another one that's very big for us.
Really? What is that?
Well, it's called When It's Oyster Picking Time in Okalachicola, I'll Muscle In on You, Mammy Oh My.
Wait a minute. I know the tune.
What's that?
Mississippi Mud.
What am I thinking?
Which little do we suspect at the present moment? You know what it's going to sell? We'll someday sell 8,347,632,745 records and make the Rhythm Boys famous.
Yeah, that's the one with the...
All right, fellas. Before we start, let's loosen up.
Let's loosen up.
I love life and I'm...
Wait a minute.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Whiteman, but these are the Rhythm Boys. They're loosening up.
Excuse me. I thought they were falling apart.
Wait until you hear us, Mr. Whiteman. We've got a brand new idea that's a sensation.
What is it?
Well, while Al and I sing, Bing here goes boo 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 boo, boo 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 boo.
What happens when he sings? The audience goes boo 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 boo. Well, you go right ahead, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that much loved bit of Americana. The Rhythm Boys, Mississippi Mud.
Here's Mud in Your Eye. What are you boys moaning about?
That Mississippi Mud.
Oh, that's pretty.
When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the dark gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dougie, it's beat on the Mississippi Mud. It's beat on the Mississippi Mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no fans. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow, chewing on a cut when the dogs beat the feet on the Mississippi Mud.
Lordy, how they play it. Boy, they really sway it.
Bounce it up, 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 bounce it up.
Boy, that music fills me. Boy, it nearly kills me.
Bounce it up, 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 bounce it up. When the sun goes down, we hang out. The dogs gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dougie, it's spring to beat your feet on the Mississippi Mud. It's spring to beat your feet on the Mississippi Mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you.
Whoever heard of a merry man?
They don't need no fans. Take your time by clapping their hands. Just happy as a cow, chewing on a cut when the dogs beat your feet on the Mississippi Mud.
Say that, boy. Did you say mud?
I said mud, son.
What are you getting at, lad?
I said that really black mud.
You know, speaking of mud and rain always reminds me.
Reminds you of what?
That I left my sugar standing in the rain. And my sugar melted all away.
His sugar melted away. I said his sugar melted away.
You didn't miss. Sweeter than the sugar from the sugar cane. Why, I didn't mean to treat her that away.
He didn't mean to treat her that way. Why did you treat that girl that way?
I'm a bad boy.
You know, I bet your sweetie thought that you were just the lowest kind of a kind.
Could be, could be.
You never realized she was so refined, did
my
you?
My sugar, huh?
That's right.
Irregardless and respective, I just left my sugar standing in the rain. And my sugar melted away. Here's where we get hot.
Away. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, hey, Uncle
Dustbound,
da 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 da.
Ooh. What a damn do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no damn. They chime by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow. Chewing on the cud when the doctor beats the beat. Says the doctor beats the beat. Says the doctor beats the beat on the Mississippi Mud. But I left my sugar.
Where'd you leave your sugar?
Standing in the mud.
In the mud?
You know that filly can't run a lick in the mud?
Yeah, but you know, that was before Delmar.
That was before racing. I'll bet he's plenty muddy now.
Summer gets into stride, this subject becomes more important all the time. It's the subject of iced tea and what kind to use for the utmost in cooling satisfaction. And the verdict goes to Tenderleaf brand, finer tea to start with. After all, it's the substantial foundation of richer flavor that counts in the tussle with melting ice. And it's the flavor of the young top tea leaves you get in Tenderleaf brand tea. Put two and two together. Tenderleaf tea and ice in a tall, frosty glass. This finer blend comes in packages, two convenient sizes, and in improved Tenderleaf tea balls made with tasteless filter paper. Ask your grocer for this blend every time. And if abnormal conditions prevent him from supplying you, ask again. Don't let an opportunity slip. For richer, more flavorful tea, iced or hot, ask for Tenderleaf brand tea or Tenderleaf brand tea ball. Gershwin Memorial Week, when concert halls all over the country will echo with the works of George Gershwin, whose music was so closely identified through the years with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. This evening, Bing and Dinah join Pops in a tribute to that great American composer. So it's Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, and Gershwin's Porgy and Bess.
I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door. They prayed somebody to quiet rob 'em while they's out making more. But for I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me, 'cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, all are free. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal, got my Lord, got my
all the time I've got for today. Please stop by our website, AmericanRadioTheater.org, for more podcasts. You know, we put up a new show every month. Hey, on April 29, stop by RadioOutOfThePast.org for their old-time radio marathon. It's 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, to 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. And new prizes will be awarded every hour. That's RadioOutOfThePast.org, April 29th, in the Fred Bertelsen Room. See you there.